Zondervan Audio Pages presents Reaching for the Invisible God by Philip Yancey. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me. Jeremiah 9:23-24.
In one sense, I've been writing this book since the first day I felt a hunger to know God. It seems rather basic, this hunger, but many of the recipes I have followed to fill the hunger have not satisfied. Christians hold out the bright promise of a personal relationship with God as if to imply that knowing God works the way a relationship with a human person does. Yet one day a curtain descends, the curtain separating the invisible from the visible. How can I have a personal relationship with a being when I'm never quite sure he's there? Or is there a way I can be sure? I have written this book in a progression from doubt toward faith, which recapitulates my own pilgrimage. For those leery of, or perhaps scarred by bad church experiences, I suggest reading as far as you can, then stopping. I plan a second book to address more practical issues of the relationship, such as communicating with God. In each case, I am mindful of C.S. Lewis's comment that we need to be reminded more than instructed. I am, after all, taking up the oldest questions in the Christian experience, questions that no doubt troubled Christians in the first century as much as they trouble us in the 21st.